Welcome to your midday NTD News. I'm Tiffany Meyer. A Philadelphia neighborhood is finally sleeping after an hours-long shootout. One suspect is in custody and six officers are recovering from gunshot wounds this morning. Whitney Wild is live in Philadelphia outside the hospital where those officers were treated.
A tense and dangerous scene played out in a North Philadelphia neighborhood Wednesday. Police and SWAT tried to reach a man who had barricaded inside his home with several hostages. And after almost 8 hours, the suspect was finally in custody. What began as officers serving a narcotics warrant turned into a chaotic shootout inside the suspect's home. Officers diving out of windows and doors to escape.
There are six police officers who were struck by gunfire. Thankfully, all of them are in stable condition. They were struck throughout their body. One officer sustained a gunshot wound, a graze wound to his head.
All were later released from the hospital. Five people were trapped and SWAT was able to rescue them during the firefight.
I thank God for these cops. They good people. Don't say nothing bad about them. They kept us safe the whole time. They kept us safe by the permission of a guy.
Philadelphia's mayor spoke during the ordeal, blasting the federal government for not being more proactive on gun control.
Our officers deserve to be protected, and they don't deserve to be shot at by a guy for hours with an unlimited supply of weapons and an unlimited supply of bullets. So it's disgusting, and we got to do something about it, and we need to do something about it quickly.
The United States is hoping to take custody of an Iranian tanker held in Gibraltar for the last 6 weeks. The appeal comes hours before Gibraltar was prepared to give it back to Iran.
The United States making a last-minute effort today to take custody of an Iranian oil tanker detained by Gibraltar for the last 6 weeks. Gibraltar was expected to release the Grace One today, but the U.S. made a formal appeal to take it. The U.S. Department of Justice has applied to seize the Grace One on a number of allegations, which are now being considered. Gibraltar separately said the captain and three officers of the Grace One were released. The matter is now before the Supreme Court of Gibraltar. On July 4th, the U.K.'s Royal Marine Commandos captured the oil tanker off the coast of the British territory. Gibraltar said the tanker was suspected of selling oil to Syria in breach of European Union sanctions. 2 weeks later, Iran's Revolutionary Guards seized the British-flagged Stena Impero in the Gulf. Britain and Iran denied they were planning to swap the vessels. Several diplomatic sources have said the United States asked the UK to seize the Grace One. After a string of marine incidents, 3 weeks ago, the UK Navy began escorting all British flagged ships through the Strait of Hormuz, the narrow passage of the Persian Gulf that's crucial artery for oil shipments. Emily Ho, NTD News.
In a series of tweets, President Trump urging China's Xi Jinping to find a peaceful solution to the Hong Kong crisis. Trump saying China needs to work humanely with Hong Kong before he will commit to a trade deal.
President Donald Trump making his strongest statement yet on Hong Kong today, suggesting to China's Xi Jinping to meet directly and personally with the protesters. And if he did, there would be a happy and enlightened ending to the Hong Kong problem. I have no doubt. Yesterday, the president said on Twitter that good things were stated on the call with China the other day. He described the effect that U.S.-imposed tariffs on China are having, but wants the country to humanely work with Hong Kong before a deal is made. Meanwhile, China is blaming foreign countries for supporting Hong Kongers' fight for autonomy and democracy.
No foreign country should interfere in Hong Kong's internal affairs.
The ambassador also confirmed that the Chinese communist regime will use its power to quell Hong Kong protests if the situation continues to escalate. The comments come after hundreds of Chinese troops conducted exercises at a sports stadium near the Hong Kong border today. The troops then carried out the exercises where they divided into two groups, one wearing black T-shirts similar to those worn by some protesters in Hong Kong. The U.S. State Department is expressing concern that they could be deployed across the border to break up protests. 10 weeks of confrontations between police and protesters have plunged Hong Kong into its worst crisis since it reverted from British to Chinese rule in 1997.
In other developments in Hong Kong, the city's 7-Elevens are removing from its shelves an independent newspaper that's been giving extensive coverage to the pro-democracy protests.
7-Eleven Hong Kong says it plans to remove the Epoch Times newspaper from its stores on Friday.
4.5 months of being available on shelves across Hong Kong, convenience store 7-Eleven will officially remove Epoch Times from their shelves beginning tomorrow.
The Epoch Times has been publishing in Hong Kong since 2001. Published daily, it is a rare independent media voice for Chinese audiences as it is completely free of Chinese Communist Party control. The Epoch Times Chinese publishes around the world and is a sister media to NTD. In Hong Kong, independent media has been increasingly suppressed in recent years as the communist regime intrudes more and more into the city's fair business environment. The Epoch Times Hong Kong has been the target of various forms of suppression over the years, including the printer unilaterally stopping production without notice, vandalism at the printing factory, and business partners being threatened. The Epoch Times started distributing through 7-Eleven in April when the paper converted from being free to paid. Cheryl Ng, the spokesman of Epoch Times HK, said that 7-Eleven's violation of their contract is unreasonable and unacceptable.
Whether the decision to remove our paper from 7-Eleven shelves was a business decision or affected by external factors, this type of behavior is highly irregular in the business world, especially considering sales which have been well above the minimum target. The Epoch Times Hong Kong expresses its strong dissatisfaction in this matter and reserves the right to take legal action.
During the Hong Kong protests, the Epoch Times has been covering the protests truthfully, providing readers with multiple perspectives to understand the current political situation. This stands in stark contrast to pro-Beijing media, which covers the protesters negatively. Some readers are showing support for the Epoch Times, posting to Twitter things like, "Epoch Times HK is the best Chinese media." The newspaper made several attempts to contact Dairy Farm Management, the holding company of 7-Eleven, for a meeting. So far, earlier this year, Dairy Farm International CEO Ian McLeod told shareholders it has set strategic priorities. Growing China and maintaining strength in Hong Kong is at the top of his list. Miguel Moreno, NTD News.
In another development, a top Hong Kong opposition leader sentenced for his role in the 2014 protests known as the Umbrella Movement has been released on bail.
Benny Tai was sentenced to 16 months as one of nine leaders of a 2014 drive for universal suffrage known as the Umbrella Movement. He was allowed to return home today on an almost $13,000 cash bail, but barred from leaving Hong Kong.
At least I get some idea from the judge that our appeal is not hopeless, and hear that there may be some chance there.
The 2014 movement laid the groundwork for the new protest movement that began in June with mass opposition to the extradition legislation.
With so many Hong Kong people who love Hong Kong so much.
Despite his release, Tai says the road ahead is unclear and will be difficult.
But I still have confidence that the future of Hong Kong must be bright.
Hong Kong police said today that nearly 750 people have been arrested since the large-scale anti-extradition bill protest erupted on June 9th, with 115 of those prosecuted.
It's being hailed a miracle landing. A pilot of a Russian jetliner making an emergency landing in a cornfield on the outskirts of Moscow after hitting a flock of birds shortly after takeoff.
The Euro Airlines Airbus 321, carrying 233 people, was forced to land in a farmer's field a little more than half a mile from Moscow's Zhukovsky International Airport. No one died in the incident and 23 people were injured. Russia's Civil Aviation Authority said the jet's engines were off and the plane's landing gear was up when it made the landing. A passenger captured footage after coming off the plane. People can be heard crying and calling out names of fellow passengers. One unnamed man interviewed by state television described the ordeal, saying the plane started shaking violently shortly after takeoff. Then 5 seconds later, the lights on the right side started flashing and there was the smell of burning. Comparisons are being drawn to the 2009 emergency landing of U.S. Airways Flight 1549. After hitting a flock of geese and losing both engines, Captain Chesley Sullenberger guided the plane into the Hudson River, avoiding Manhattan. That incident inspired the 2016 Clint Eastwood film Sully. Miguel Moreno, NTD News.
The UK's socialist Labour leader wants to become the temporary prime minister to block a no-deal Brexit. He's calling on lawmakers to back him.
Some Conservative lawmakers are open to meeting with opposition Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn to discuss blocking a no-deal Brexit. It's in response to a letter from Corbyn, which calls on some senior Conservative lawmakers and all opposition parties to block a no-deal Brexit by forcing out Boris Johnson and installing him as a caretaker prime minister. In the letter, he said he would delay Brexit and hold a second referendum.
We will put a motion of no confidence against this government in order to try and stop no deal.
But Jo Swinson, leader of the pro-EU Liberal Democrat Party, said she does not support Jeremy Corbyn becoming Prime Minister, calling him divisive. Words that will weaken his chances of success. Here's what she had to say earlier.
But if Jeremy Corbyn truly wants that to succeed, surely even he can see that he cannot lead it. There is no way he can unite rebel Conservatives and independents to stop Boris Johnson. It's not even certain he would secure all the votes of Labour MPs.
The October 31st Brexit deadline is looming. Johnson says he'd prefer to leave the EU with a deal, but has vowed to deliver Brexit on time, do or die. If the UK government loses a vote of no confidence, there could be a general election. Johnson took power at the end of July, succeeding Theresa May. Her reign was dominated by Brexit.
Eyes to the right, 202. The nose to the left, 432.
Lawmakers, including those from within her own party, rejected her Brexit deal three times. The Conservative Party has a tiny majority in Parliament of just one seat, which is propped up by the Northern Irish Democratic Unionist Party. Jane Worrell, NTD News.
An Ohio grandmother is on a mission to visit every national park. She's got more than 30 to go and just a year to do it.
89-year-old Joy Ryan wants to see all 61 parks before she turns 90. It all started when her grandson Brad told her about his hike on the Appalachian Mountains. She expressed regret at never having done anything like that. All her kids were grown. Her husband had died 20 years ago, and she had never seen a mountain. So in 2015, he took her to Great Smoky Mountains National Park. They were hooked and have been traveling together ever since. They have beat multiple records, such as visiting 21 national parks in 28 days, so a year should be plenty of time for this pair to achieve their goal. You can follow their adventures on Instagram or Facebook. Look for Grandma Joy's Road Trip. Brad says his grandmother knows she's seeing these amazing sights for the first time and last time, and watching her take it all in has changed the way he lives.
Once declared a biologically dead open sewer, the Thames River in London is now a vital nursery for marine life, and seals can even be seen basking in the sun.
Each year, an international team of marine scientists from the Zoological Society of London conduct a census on seal populations.
By understanding the health of them and how their population are doing, we can understand more about the whole ecosystem and understand how the lower animals in the food chain are doing.
The latest figures reveal a 14% increase in harbor seals and a 19% increase in gray seals since 2016, due in large part to years of dedicated conservation work by a number of organizations and individuals.
Today, we are now looking at an estuary which has a thriving fish population, seal population, seahorses, sharks. It's a very diverse and important ecosystem.
The rising seal numbers indicate that the Thames waters are healthy.
And that's all for today's NTD Midday News. Join us again this evening. I'm Tiffany Meyer.